mentioned taking care of your home allows you to get out and explore the state. We're kind of double dipping on this trip right now.
We have
the Saba Home Show going on, but there's also the Junior High School Rodeo going on south of Tucson in a town called Sonoyta.
That's a fun arena.
The kids are competing in.
Oh, that's great.
We stayed in Patagonia last night. There's not a lot of lodging in those little towns. We were able to stay at the Stage Stop Inn. And last night, after we left the arena, there was a barrel race jackpot that the girls were competing in. So it was dark when we left. And so in the headlights, we got to see what I think were coos deer, because they were small enough, but they were just on the side of the road, and it was coming around a bend, so you got like a flash second to see them. So it wasn't like I had a lot of time to identify, is that a whitetail, is that a mule, is that a coos, but it was small enough. It was either a fawn or a coos.
They're pretty dainty.
And then when we pulled in, when you pull into Patagonia, the main highway going through there, 82, for about the 500 yards that Patagonia is,
that's right,
the town of Patagonia, there's a road about one block south. It's not even a complete city block. It might be, I don't know, 100 feet, 200 feet. And in between there, it's just trees and grass, and there's tables and places. It's kind of like a little town picnic the whole way through.
Yeah.
So we turn in, pull into the Stage Stop, and our headlights are facing back into
that park area.
That beyond that is 82. And we got to watch four javelina, two grown-ups and two little baby javelinas, just kind of root all the way across. And it was the first time the kids got to see javelina in the wild. And then it was just a beautiful day. And some friends of ours that have recently moved over from California, like, man, this place is incredible. I feel like I'm in Paso Robles. I'm like, I know, this is a very special place in Arizona. But
yes, it is.
There is a high wind advisory going on right now, so just be careful. They're advising, you know, make sure your chains are not dragging. Make sure if you've got weed eating you're doing this weekend, you know, rocks, sparks. It's a very dry desert right now. And with the high winds, those sparks can, you know, engulf them. So it's all over the Weather Service watching out for the fire danger this weekend.
I drove the transit down.
You?
I did, because Dad was napping.
Uh-huh. And the transit.
I mean power napping, baby. I mean, I was out.
But there was a moment where I thought I had been hit. You know, I got this huge burst and pushed over, and the back of all the cargo kind of rattled. And I looked around, and it was nothing there. It was just the wind. It is strong. Keep your hands on the wheel. Your eyes
especially
straight forward.
On the transit. It's kind of like it's a rolling billboard, but it's also a wind sail. Mm-hmm.
And do be careful about those trailer chains, because that is what caused a fairly significant fire up on Chevron Mesa up above Christopher Creek last year. It ended up being pretty significant. So pick those chains up. Make sure they're not dragging.
No sparking. Butts out the window.
Oh, boy.
Like a
cigarette butt.
Oh, okay.
Mooning. That probably, too.
Is that a press or a hang?
Or can you do a squeaker and rub it on the glass?
Oh, man, oh, man. How do we get here?
I don't know.
I can remember when Jennifer and I tried to book a bed, breakfast, and barn facility in southeast Arizona in a particular dry year, and they said, well, you can't bring your horses. Because we're not allowing any shoed horses out on the national forest, because it's just that dry. Even a spark from a horseshoe could start a fire.
When there was a couple years at Camp Geronimo, the Wrangler stables, we weren't allowed to take the horses outside of the Camp Geronimo facility area for that exact reason.
So. Well, let's just pray that the Weather Service is correct when they say that the monsoon season this summer for Arizona is going to be significantly above average. So we had a whale of a monsoon last year, and I'm hoping they're right about their predictions for this year, because we could sure use it. We could always use it.
We're working to get John Richardson from the Arizona Forestry Department.
Oh,
he
good.
Said he was available this Saturday. I'm like, you know, when we're remote in Tucson, we've already got the program packed. But talking about, you know, they brought on 100 additional crew members to start creating fire breaks around homes that back up to the national forest.
Listen, y'all, stay tuned. In the next segment of Rosie on the House, I know a lot of you are intimidated by working with drywall. And we're going to bring one of our drywall experts in and talk about how simple patching drywall is. Now, I'm not saying matching the texture is simple. That takes a little practice. But we're bringing in Rick Thompson. We call him the drywall magician. When he does a patch, it's impossible to find it. And he's going to give you his tips on patching drywall in this next segment.